Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, June 23rd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you golf fans enjoyed the U.S. Open Golf Championship, and I was happy with that and the result. And we're ready to start a new week for us. This could be a very special week. Just saying. Okay? So, let's do this. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what could be another wonderful teaching that she's been apt to bring us for a long, long time now. So let's do that. Let's pray the call in and go to Sue. Lord God, thank you for this weekend we had. Thank you for this week that we're in now, a very prescient time for all of us, I believe. And thank you for preparing us to be ready to receive this week. Thank you for everything that you've done to get us in position. Thank you for the information that you've brought to us. Thank you for the people in our lives that have brought information to us. Thank you for Sue and Bob, the rest of the Big Call Universe team. And thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to make this a reality and to bring this blessing home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, you can tell I'm a little bit excited. Tell me what you would have for us tonight in the way of another teaching.
Well, I hope you're excited about the teaching. I hope you're excited about yourself and your future and what we're all doing here on this call, because this teaching is going to take all of our pre-call dance energy and amplify it. Here we go.
Amen.
Days of great power. We declare the Ecclesia is now partnering with Holy Spirit and rising to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. We've moved into days of power being amped up to much higher levels within the Ecclesia. Prophetic dreams, visions, prophecies, scriptures we have been decreeing are now accelerating. Holy Spirit has been prophesying into our time, which is designed to give us great hope, raise our faith, and activate delegated authority at levels we've never operated in before. Holy Spirit is releasing Godhead plans and strategies, whereby the supernatural is merging into the natural or the earth realm. Those who have said the gifts of Holy Spirit are not for today will be proven wrong. Those who say the days of miracles are over will be proven wrong by the number of miracles that are going to be seen. World-shaking miracles are coming into the earth realm. I should have called this truth bomb. The power of the living God has not been diminished. And this greatest move on the planet is now unfolding. The world and its cocky arrogance, rising to try to stop it, will fail. Demon power won't stop it. Fools in government, media, and big tech won't stop it. Real Antichrist doctrines and laws will not stop it. Only a fool would dare say that God can no longer do something. God can do whatever God wants to do.
That's right.
When God decides to move, God has always found a willing remnant. God anoints the remnant, led by the Holy Spirit, to accomplish a purpose or a plan that God has in mind. God has already done that in this era. The remnant has been anointed and taught. Holy Spirit is an all-powerful member of the Godhead.
Yep.
God is who we're partnering with. The depths of God's abilities cannot even be measured. God's wisdom and skills are constantly seen in God's omnipresent, all-knowing, all-powerful being. The one Christ described as his other self to his disciples has been sent to be with us and in us. And God is here to endure us, endue us with power from heaven. Holy Spirit was sent to baptize us in the enablement, I love this, in the enablement of heaven. God is here to come alongside us to implement the authority of Christ's kingdom that has been delegated to us in his name. Our mission is not helpless. Our assignment is not hopeless. We have a divine member of the Godhead who is with us at all times. God is not here in a diminished capacity. Nothing is too hard for God.
Mm-hmm.
The supernatural is God's natural. It's God's normal. The complexity of our world does not overwhelm God. In this season, we've been assured that the Godhead has said once again, it is time. Implement the plan. Holy Spirit is moving in supernatural ways to get that done. We must understand that we, the Ecclesia today, are to move in supernatural power and ways. It is part of God's plan. The Ecclesia is supposed to flow in the supernatural abilities of Holy Spirit. That's what we're being called to at this moment. Lord Christ, we ask that you stretch your faith now to prepare us for what you are about to pour out into our midst. Come, Holy Spirit, in your power and your might. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, Sue, thank you for that teaching. You said that powerfully and with great passion, and I appreciate your delivery of that teaching. And where the word that you used tonight, I pronounce ecclesia, that's where the Spanish word iglesia comes from, and where our word ecclesiastical comes from, ecclesia, is the word for the church, meaning not a building, meaning the body of Christ, the body of Christ, those who have placed their faith in the finished work of Christ Jesus, and that's who is his church. That's who is it, parts of members of his body, and that's so cool. That is such a good thing. I love a lot of the concepts in this teaching tonight, Sue, and the concept of things, the miraculous working power, the power of the gifts from the Holy Spirit. Here's what I would say. The Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, he has not changed. His powers have not changed. His desire. Now, there are differences throughout time of different groups of people. We happen to be fortunate enough to be in a dispensation of grace. That's the time period that we're in as the church, as the body of Christ. But believe me, just like Sue said, the power is there miracle working power is still a real thing. We've had many miracles for people that we've prayed for on the big call over the last 15 years. And so it's absolutely real for today. There's some faction of, I don't even call them biblical scholars, people that believe that the gifts went away in 70 AD. Well, that's really not true, and we've got evidence to go against that. I mean, listen, God is powerful, and we have the Holy Spirit. If you're a believer in Christ, you have been quickened, made alive to the Holy Spirit, so that your spirit, which was dead to the things of God, has been made alive to the things of God. And that's how God, in a sense, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the person of the Holy Spirit, is living and residing in you, in your spirit. And your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, because you're a three-part being or a tripartite being, which is body, physical body, the soul, and the spirit, body, soul, and spirit. We've been made as a tripartite being just as God is a tripartite God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit are all the three parts of the deity we know as God. And, you know, some people use the term Trinity, same concept, three parts, Trinity. Some say God is a triune God, T-R-I-U-N-E, a triune, a three-part God. And we use the term tripartite or three-part or Godhead refers to this three-part of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, making up the Godhead. And I just think this was an important teaching, Sue, that brought a lot of cool concepts to us. And as we all know, it's about relationships. It's about what is our relationship to this triune God. You know, a lot of people don't have a relationship with God. And many people haven't been exposed to and understand what we're all about and why we're here and why we're so excited about what we're about to receive as a blessing. And so I thought it was a great teaching, Sue. I really appreciate it. I think you brought some really good concepts out in it and with great passion and flair. So thank you so much for it tonight. I appreciate it. I hope everybody got something out of it. Bob, did you see this teaching in a different or new way, or how do you view this teaching tonight?
Thank you, Bruce, and Sue, thank you. And Bruce, I agree with you. The way Sue presented this was very powerful and passionate, and I could really feel it in this concept of the days of great power and the miracles soon to come. It's awe-inspiring. It feels like more than just words, but it's like we're about to participate in the greatest thing that we've ever seen in our lives. And we weren't around, you know, 2,000 years ago, but what we can experience in this life is soon to come. And it can make us feel perhaps overwhelmed by the potential power of it and the magnitude of the miracles and the change, and maybe even unworthy of participating in such a magnificent thing. But, you know, our worth is something that comes to us from God. So just because of the fact that God made us, we are worthy. And
that's true.
And we're actually one of his masterpieces. It's much more than being worthy. And we're allowed, because of this masterpiece that it is our soul in these bodies, we can be fearless. We're allowed to be fearless, and God wants us to be fearless. And we can then, you know, begin to wonder, well, as these miracles begin to occur, how are we going to know that it started? How are we going to know what it is that is the first of these? And, you know, if it is the miracle and we all witness it and feel it and agree to it, we can then ask for confirmation in our prayers. We can do the most fervent prayer we've ever done and ask, is this the miracle, and what can I do to help? And in preparation for that, we can begin now practicing, you know, what are our highest thoughts for ourselves as we're in preparation for these days of great power. And what is it if I was to have the highest possible vision for myself so I was prepared? How would I upregulate myself? How would I raise my standards? Would it be that I have to change some of my habits in order to raise my standard to be more Christ-like, to be more loving? What would I have to do? What would I have to give up? What thought patterns would I have to give up on? What prejudice concepts that might seep into my mind? And what would I have to do to free up more time so I can spend more time in prayer for the healing of other people? So perhaps there's a prayer tonight for someone on the big call, and I'm going to then say every night for the next 10 nights, I'm going to say an extra prayer for that person. And if this is, you know, something I can begin to practice, and I can really embrace it, this coming of the days of great power, and then be able to see myself in a new way, devoid of any of the things from the past that I might have dragged in with me to this present moment. And can I see right now in this moment, can I see myself as that person that's the highest thought I can conjure up? And can I feel it? Can I feel it? And can I feel that power that God used to create me? And then can I actually live it out right now, quickly, in preparation, because these days of great power might start tomorrow morning for all we know? And then that self that I've become in preparation, begin to share it right now.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Bob. It's well said. I really enjoyed that. You know, Bob always has a really unique perspective on the teachings, and then to build it and build it and build it into a narrative. And I really like the way that you spoke that, Bob. It's yes. And you know, when you mentioned prayer, and it's, I think people tend to realize that prayer is conversational. It can be conversational. It's really us having a conversation with God, which is not just speaking, but also listening to God. And a lot of times in prayer, we should start out maybe, you know, with gratitude like we normally do on the big call. We're thankful for things. And then sometimes if we pause, that still small voice of God will speak to us. And it's really important, I think, that we carry on a conversation with God as we are impressed by the Holy Spirit to do that in our prayer time. Sue? I think Bob did a wonderful job explaining what he got from the teaching. How do you think it affected you, and how do you see it, the teaching tonight?
I mean, I'm always in the hot seat after both of you, so a lot of things come up. I'm just going to go to the title to ground the concept for a moment.
Sure.
Days of Great Power.
Yeah.
And so just think about this for a minute. Everyone on planet Earth at this time will never hear, growing up, money doesn't grow on trees. Think about that. The entire way that our world has been organized around outside survival, security, dependency. I mean, it's just the way society has been structured. So there's pockets of inequality. The entire world, masculine, this is really big, masculine and feminine are going to be unified. They're going to be unified in abundance. And so I really like, you know, what you said, Bruce, about God. Some people don't even know about God.
That's right.
And what Bob was saying, I mean, and God has lots of different names for lots of different people. There's going to be a synthesis here. And I like what Bob said, because Bob is pointing to the fact that in the days of great power, which is really upon us, the mirror of the reality, the mirror of the depth of what you believe, and your capacity to expand and choose the most expanded, beautiful reality of your own identity, and then the limitless capacities of people around you, of the world, of your worldview. Worldviews are going to go through tremendous shifts with new technologies, with technologies that don't originate on Earth. I mean, reality is going to get very expansive, very brilliant, and I like the way Bob said, very awe-inspiring. So the mirror is going to have you looking not at yourself as this receiver of, I'm going to call it a ghetto planet and ghetto beliefs to try to tell you that you're unworthy. That was imposed from the outside. That's not truth. And what's inside of you, the mirror is going to say, is that what you really believe about yourself? Is that what you... I mean, it's been doing that all along, but you have to be very fervent. You have to be very committed to be knocking out and saying, no, I'm not that limitation. That's really, I think we're going to see a lot of deep transformation happening.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that deep transformation is to go beyond the surface level of, oh, this is just the way reality is, to just like Bob was saying, just like you were saying, what is the most expansive, grounded, embodied version of the light of God that moves through me as a sovereign being? I give no power to anything outside of myself. I am connected to God. I'm connected to Christ. My power, I take back my power to create a reality that will help me flourish, not self-sabotage, and to stand in the greatest opening to who I can be beyond what I can think. The mirror, when you walk out of the med bed and you have all this money and you've got to be able to connect to people, not because, oh, I have a little bit more money than them, or they think this, or they're from here, or they have a different worldview or whatever. We've all got to be getting together and saying, oh my God, we're all in this together. What do we want to create? And to me, that ending of separation, the unification of our inner and outer, our upper and lower, our male and female, our back and forth, that is the wholeness. But the world is going to ask us the mirror of wholeness and holiness that the world is going to ask us to say, look at you. Aren't you whole? Look at you. What can you do? I know. So it's going to be like that. So that's my take on it, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate those comments. And it made me think back to when Bob was talking. He said something about letting things go, letting past things happen, not letting certain things. And listen, there are terms, biblical terms, for things that have happened generationally in your past, in your, you know what I'm trying to say? Your past generations, and they tend to be called generational curses, and they can come and visit you in this current generation, something that was in your not even your past, but your parents or your grandparents or their great-grandparents and all that. But what we have to do is examine and say, okay, what from my past that I can remember, or maybe I choose not to, what can I let go? What feelings can I let go from that period? What experiences do I not want to revisit, you know, or have come back to me, right?
May I make a comment? And this is going to be very bold, but it needs to be said.
Okay.
It'll be sort of short and sweet, but I need to have people reflecting on this because it's going to hit like a... So I was in a conversation, and we were talking about this is with some neurobiologists who were studying what happens at the point of conception.
Mm-hmm.
Realize this. Just let me roll this grenade into your reality. At the point of conception, the egg, which is 85,000 times the volume of that which it inseminates it.
Yeah.
The egg literally shuts down the mitochondria that is coming in. And do you realize that the egg is the architect of your entire epigenetic library?
Mm-hmm.
Now think about that for a second. Women are carrying the library of that generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about this. And if we don't get that corrected so that people, men and women, are coming in unity and celebration of each other, not one over the other. No matriarchy versus patriarchy. But if it doesn't, that's the work. because you want people believing in their holiness, their sacredness, the masculine in its divine masculinity, the feminine in her divine femininity, because that gets carried and put into your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're downplaying that, you're downplaying the future of humanity.
Mm.
Just think about that for a second. Literally, the architect of what gets created in your epigenetic DNA profile is coming from your matriarchal line. That's men and women. So we've got some work to do.
Yep.
We got some work
to
do. Isn't that good?
Good.
I mean, that's powerful when you really see what that's saying.
Mm-hmm.
When you really, really see somebody somewhere along started messing with some stuff, and that's not, if you don't know it and you're not looking, you go, but that's going to be the reconstruction so that we're in beautiful heaven on earth together,
mm-hmm.
you know?
That's right.
So I had to say that because
I had that
conversation a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that's recent. That's recent. I appreciate you bringing that. That's good. And now we're looking at a 2-hour big call tonight. But anyway,
at least
you didn't use the term zygote tonight. So that's good.
No.
And then there's that. Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah.
You know, I have to play a little bit. But that's good. I think that's really important. And, boy, when you brought up mitochondria, I just went to Bob and went, Bob, he'll comment on that later. I know. But I'm sure there's a lot of truth in that, Sue. That makes sense to me. All right, let's do this. Let's segue on over, and let's see if we've got any prayer or praise to give tonight, Sue.
Okay. So we're going to do a prayer first for our wonderful devoted friend Doug and his mom. And his mom unfortunately fell and broke her neck, which is puzzling. I know, it's scary hearing it. So let's pray for Douglas, also known as Dog. He's going to laugh when
Dog.
He hears that.
Doug Dog. Yeah.
because me and my typos. And so, let go of you.
Sorry.
So we're praying for you, Doug, and your wonderful mom, Ms. M, I'm just going to call her.
Yeah, Ms.
And intending that you both are sustained in the wonderful spirit of healing, of connection, of your deep relationship, and that Christ is flowing between the two of you to carry you into these days of power. They're right here. They're right now. They're not separated from you. You're living them now, as if the future is here and your mom is healed and you're doing amazing things and she's still gardening, and we celebrate this beautiful relationship that you have and that you were there for her and all the things you do for so many, especially through the pod. In Jesus' name, we say thank you.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Sue,
that brings a whole new meaning to the term connection. Get it?
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Good job. You're good at finding those little whatever that's called. So then we have another friend that has finished some of his, his cleanup, his shedding of what's not going to be going forward with him, Mr. T, and he's in a new rehab facility, and we're just going to pray that he continues to be inspired, to be uplifted, that he feels the love of the pod, and that he knows that anybody going through anything right now, you're just in the transition. You're in the gap between what you know you will be experiencing as these days of power and miracles. So we see T and anyone going through any medical situation, including Sherry and Mike. Mike is stabilized, and they are doing much better. We're just in a window where living the light and the power of the completed miracle and practicing and living that in Christ is your number one operating intention, so that your cells are flooded with the truth of your limitlessness, not the circumstance which was born from being in an environment that didn't always reflect the truth of who you are. So forgive yourself, claim your infinite worthiness, lean into Christ, and be healed. In Jesus' name we say amen.
Amen.
And finally, we have Ms. Genia.
Yay.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34:4. Try to imagine what that would be like. Fear is one of the greatest struggles of the human head, heart. We worry about health, families, finances, RV, blessing, med beds, our future, and sometimes our faith. God is in control. We are deeply loved by God. And our troubles do not have the final word. When we place our trust in God's love, our fears begin to lose the power, because fear can rob us of our peace and joy. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Psalm 56:3. Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. Winston Churchill. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yeah.
Franklin D. Roosevelt. He delivered this legendary line during the first inaugural address on March 4th, 1933, at the height of the Great Depression. Fear, F-E-A-R, has two meanings: forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. Oh, that's a good one, Jeannie. The choice is yours. Zig Ziglar. Remember Zig Ziglar, Bob? We're thankful for a beautiful Father's Day weekend in the beginning of the summer season. May God bless everyone on this big call, all the leaders and listeners, with health, love, joy, happiness, and financial stability and freedom.
Amen.
So thankful for the big call platform and millions of listeners 2 times a week until 800 numbers are provided to us. Everyone have a blessed week, and I hope and pray we get the 800 numbers this week by the end of the month and get started with med bed appointments, hopefully before 4th of July. Wishing everyone a blessed week, we pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
That's good, Jeannie. Thank you for that. Yeah, boy. Yeah, we're going to take you through it all the way over the threshold. And then after that, will the big call survive? Will the big call continue? I don't think, yes, we will in some form or fashion. I'll do some podcasts to get it out there. I don't want everybody to just think, oh, I missed the big call. Oh, I missed the big, where's Bruce? Where's, no, I'll be in touch with you. And let you know what we're doing, what we're planning for Rebuild America and Rebuild International, working with the veterans through the Veterans Retreat Network and building a network for the pastors, the Pastoral Retreat Network. I'll let you know all that, let you know progress reports on that. We're going to be in planning phase for the first month or two. You know that, building out websites, doing all that stuff. And everybody should chill after this goes. You know, some people are already saying, well, I'm looking at it, you know, after everything goes, paying off anything I need to pay off. And, you know, I'll be, yeah, I'm looking at real estate, maybe a new car, but I'm going to take a little week or 2 week vacation, chill out, and just absorb everything that's happening. I think that's important, that we chill out. It gives us time to do our planning and do the things that we have to do, because we're in the same boat. You know, we're looking at, you know, real estate and, you know, everything that that entails, moving, et cetera. But we'll see how that goes. But I plan to be in touch. I don't know that we'll do any more live calls on the big call, but I think we'll definitely do some things where we'll record some podcasts and put it out. And I know Sue's planning to just go, see ya, glad I don't have to be ya. No, I'm just kidding. Sue will be out there. Maybe Sue will be in touch with us a little bit too. With everything that she's doing, she's going to just take it one day at a time, just like we are. So, Sue, thank you for that time of prayer and praise. Thank you, mm-hmm. Jeannie, for that. Absolutely. Let's see what, now, if I remember right, Sue, your third class of your glue, your new glue,
the new glue,
I call it new super glue, you know, course ended last night.
It did.
And so, tell us what you want to about that and anything else that we need to know as we get deep into your segment now.
Well, I'm gonna use this opportunity to support you, Bruce, and give a pillar of what we're all going to be involved in, which is,
okay.
You know, the most important piece of, I think, what we're called to mm-hmm. is going to be about, you know, pouring in to what is going to create the greatest health, well-being, and results for ourselves, for our families, for our projects. And so you're just going to be iterating. I mean, you've been the new glue for all the people going through the transition of the currency and the regulating themselves and having a place that they could go to for the best intel. And Bob has been the new glue for understanding the importance of being grounded in self-loving, robust, high-quality health. You can't do anything if you're not healthy. And so he called everybody to their highest level of health, of understanding how to commit to that for a life, especially after the med beds. And then my role, my passion, has been preparing people with the wonder and the discovery of what does the world that they are going to create, their capacity, their agency, their how to learn with discovery, not like dry and rote, how to live in wonder with their creative capacity that they're going to meet when they start building their new life, when they start building their household and their staff and they have the strategies to do that will make them flourish so that everything isn't just a big pile of, oh, I have to do all of this at once. And so last night was really kind of an epic class, and I have a couple of testimonials to read to you. It was a marathon class, but mm-hmm. I'm going to call this segment, something really came out, and it's about, wouldn't you like to learn to be in that discovery? Remember, Bob and Bruce, when you were like learning something that you were passionate about and you were learning how to design something or make mm-hmm. something or get good at something? Well, it turns out that your projects, I'm just going to give one of the points, and this is from 12 different researchers, 4 different countries, progress, making progress. That's not being in productivity. making progress on something that you love and you love to learn and you love to master. Mastery and progress is part of the new glue. That's what we spent 3 different nights on. So I'm going to read you a couple of testimonials. And hi, Sue, I really enjoyed all of the modules of the new glue. It gave me a whole new perspective. This is about creating cultures where people are going to want to come because they love what you're doing, how you're setting it up, how you're going to make them feel welcome, and you're going to create these discovery cultures. I'm excited to put this into practice in full force. Last night's class was very powerful. It put everything together very well. Your meditations have been very powerful. Really grateful that I could participate in these. And this is from a new person, Amy. And thank you, Amy, for that. But I want to give you a quick note, and then we're going to get into it because I know we're watching time. So one of the cool things, I have these peers that are in interpersonal neurobiology, some kind of advanced neuroscience application because I'm in an education project. And they listened to one of the meditations, and they said, do you know what this is doing? Bob, you're going to like this. It's creating interbrain, and this is a whole new thing. It's called IBS, too bad. Interbrain synchrony. So people love our music. You come at 7 o'clock and you listen to some music to get your brain warmed up to learn new things and to just let go of the stress. And then we get into the class. And it went for like many hours yesterday because we were doing a lot. But it was all about discovery and fun. This is like, if you've ever gone to a class where you didn't want to leave, that's what this is like.
Yeah.
So we're going to be creating learning that's coming out of Yuri Hassan's lab at Princeton, which is about, and this is important, when brains synchronize, like you're synchronizing to Bruce and Bob and I, and you're with a leader that's really coherent, you're learning how to get more coherent, more alive, more stable, more clear, more focused. And that's the reason why maybe you feel a little bit better when you're listening to this segment or Bob's segments or Bruce's segments, because it's stabilizing your attention in the next step that you have to be and live and kind of own to step into your new life. And so we're going to be coming up with what we're going to call sovereign field audio. It's going to be just music, no thought. That's going to help your brain get into your most coherent state. And I'm really excited because I'm working with some sound scientists on that. But that's already in what we're going to make available to you tonight. And that is, we're not going to be offering the new glue. That's just, we're not there yet. But there is this class, Liberated Humanitarian. And why is that so important for everybody? I'm going to pull it up. I'm hearing some breathing in the background. I don't know who that is.
But I don't know what that is, or even if it is breathing. I don't think it is.
Do you hear it? Do you hear it? It's sort of
I heard it too.
Okay, yeah. Good. So I'm just going to read a couple of testimonials. I've been a corporate executive most of my life, and this class is what I consider the future of leadership. Most leaders are still trying to manage knowledge. You helped me to see that the real challenge is creating cultures that know how to learn, adapt, and evolve. In a rapidly changing world, that may be the most valuable leadership capacity of all. And that's from somebody we know that's not with us any longer. And, yeah, I heard that too, Terry. Here's another one. Thanks for your enormous generosity in sharing all of these facets of your knowledge and journey toward being a founder. Info that I wouldn't have had access to and answers to some questions I wouldn't have known to even ask. You've created a space for all of us to grow and expand and to be able to believe we have unlimited possibilities as the new world unfolds. Hi, Sue. I've been trying to come up with the right words to describe last night's class. I will just say how I feel. And she goes into it. So these three classes has given us a giant toolbox full of everything we need to build confidence in all that we're going to have to do in the upcoming weeks, months, and years. And so it goes on and on. So here's what you're going to get and why I want everybody, if you can, to consider getting a $150 course on Liberated Humanitarian. Why is this important? Because in Liberated Humanitarian, what we do is we help you get yourself ready for this new identity. And Bob highlighted it's very, very significant. I don't go to fear. I go to possibility. But the truth is, 95% of you is your stored memory of who you've been. And when you take Liberated Humanitarian, you're going to step into a world where it's almost like you're living in a hologram of a new you. It's going to walk you through some new ways of expanding your freedom. It's very important because if you haven't ever shifted how you're viewing time, how you're viewing your attention, how your perception, and how you think of yourself as you step into this new era of your life. Now you can say, oh, I'm going to chill out. But this is what it could potentially look like for people. It's going to hit, they're going to have this big moment, and then they're going to freeze because they don't exactly know what to do. That's very, very, a very real possibility, a slight freeze response. Because all of a sudden they go, wow, now what do I do? Who do I trust? What am I going to do with my family? Who am I? What is this new world? And what we're going to do with Liberated Humanitarian is you're going to have just a gentle guide. As if you were being, you know, if I said, okay, we're going to take you out of North Carolina, New York City, wherever you are, and I said, okay, we're going to take you to Turkey, we're going to take you to China, we're going to take you to some place that's a totally different culture, that's going to look like a cakewalk when you realize that you're in a totally new world. So Liberated Humanitarian is designed to just ease you in. Like, okay, we're on the plane, you have somebody talking to you, and we're saying, okay, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have you do this, and we're going to show you. It's like being on a, what's the weirdest noise in the background? Guided tour. It's weird. It's like somebody's breathing with a cricket in their throat. It's weird.
I think somebody's snoring with a cricket in their throat.
I know, but who could be having
it? It's not me.
It's
not you. Bob?
Nope, I'm hearing the same noise, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, can you mute? Hey, Bob, can you mute everybody but the three of us?
Oh, that's all what it is, Sue. There's nobody else muted on this line.
Yeah, everybody else is muted.
Yeah.
That's weird. Nope. Okay. So, anyway, the goal is think about how much better you're going to feel if you had a tour guide that had been working with this kind of material for 35 years and could walk you through how to stabilize, delight, and be in wonder, good, it stopped, around How are you going to design your best liberated but still humanitarian future? How are you going to do that? How can you have, it's like getting an interior decorator in, but it's for your interior, not for your world, not outside of you. But it's true. And so you have to decorate. You're in the driver's seat. And if you don't have an interior decorator coming in and saying, okay, let's clean up this room, let's get it so your time is right, let's get it so that you're really ready, and you're going to be in this beautiful new body, and you're going to be doing this, all designed so it's just for you. The liberated humanitarian, Bruce, make it so that they really understand it's about the wonder and being grounded.
That sound against you. Yeah.
I know. And what you do, and all you have to do is send 150 and just put email, liberated humanitarian. Just put your name, your telephone number, and we will be getting that out to you if you have PayPal, and we'll be getting that out to you within a couple of hours or within 24 hours. And you're going to be able to sit and listen to one class a week. And
once
just
a week.
Begin to take it in slowly and just imagine that somebody was putting on a beautiful new reality right over you, and it just dissolved the old reality, and you could concentrate and you could get clear. That's what liberated humanitarian is going to do for you. So that's my segment for tonight, and can't wait to see what that noise is in the background. But sounds like crickets. I agree, Henry. I know.
I don't know, Sue, but I tell you what, mute yourself. And we'll see if it continues.
No, you mute yourself.
Just saying. It's not coming from me. I know that much.
No, I just muted. Nothing happened. Nothing. It's like, Bob, what could it be?
That's all right. Don't worry about it, Sue. It's a technical aberration.
It's a glitch with free conference call somehow.
It probably is, exactly. Through the platform. Yeah, I know. And it's bugging me now. And
I know.
So if I were making a noise, it would be something like.
I know.
It sounds something like that, you know, a little peep sound. Like no peep. Yeah. I miss no peep.
I bet you do.
Well, anyway, thank you, Sue. That's really good. And, of course, that email address is integratedminds@hushmail.com. And,
that's right.
Yeah, we'll let them know that, too. I'll try to revisit that in my segment, Sue, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Bob, it's transition time. It's time to move into health, nutrition, supplementation, possibly some really good testimonials, and anything regarding a potential new sale that you were referencing to me earlier.
All right. So you're saying it's time to transition to nutrition.
I like it, Bob. I like it. It's got a certain ring to it.
Well,
is done.
Well, we got a testimonial. You're going to like this one because this came from a person who has been a customer of Boomer's since like one of the first days we opened the company, which is this coming July is 15 years.
That's right.
So he wrote this in, "My experience with the Boomer products has been exceptional. It's life-changing. The Boomer Boost, Barley, and Collagen have been my main supplements for nearly two decades. Thanks to your support team, and I am confident that these products have made a world of difference in my life." Was in this particular platform, this Looks platform where people can send their pictures, we now have 4,281 reviews. And it's been steady at 4.7 out of 5 stars for over 10 years.
Wow.
Yep.
It's terrific. What a review. Great.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And so the other thing I wanted to say, Bruce, is we still have the sale going on for Collagen that is buy one, get one half off.
Okay.
And for those people that have not heard about Collagen, it's different than collagen. Collagen peptides are peptides that are put together in a combination. And in the case of the ones that we have, the powdered ones we have, it's type 1 and type 3 collagen. And so your body makes collagen, it's a protein, and you have there's 100,000 different proteins that your body makes, but it makes more collagen than anything else. And that's why you hear so much about it, because a big part of the human body is made up of collagen. And collagen is a play on words, because the word gene at the end is implying that there's a genetic reaction happening. And earlier, Sue was talking about the epigenome and talking about the inheritance of in regard to the mitochondria. And when both the genes inside the mitochondria and inside the nucleus are expressed, it requires a some type of a stimulus to create the expression. And the reason that's so important is that every one of your cells has the full complement of DNA. And you don't want all of your cells to be expressing all of your DNA. Otherwise, there'd be no differentiation, and you would just be one big blob. But you want, for example, the cells for your heart to only make heart cells, and your bones to only make bone cells. Right. And so the code for all of that is in your DNA.
Right.
And it's all sequestered to keep your liver and your heart safe from having bones grow inside of it, or your brain growing bones inside instead of outside. And so the only things that get expressed and actualized are the genes for that specific part of your body, and there has to be a stimulus that pings it to create that expression of those genes. And there are certain compounds that you ingest and create in your body that act as a stimulus for that genetic expression. And as you age, it gets kind of sluggish, and that's a big part of why we age. We don't express the genes for making cartilage as well as we used to, and then your cartilage gets worn out very thin. You're not making new cartilage, and that's what ends up causing people to get knee replacements, hip replacements, etc. And luckily, Eric Kurtz at Solva Labs has figured out a way to identify which molecule in which plant, if you take it by mouth, will activate certain genes in order for you to have genetic expression of a much younger person. And collagen is one of those products that is called an epigenetic reprogrammer. And So what occurs is your capability to make cartilage, which in order to do that, it needs certain things, aggrecan, type 2 collagen, hyaluronic acid, certain minerals, and you need to have the code to put all that together. And collagen is a highly sophisticated new type of nutrition product that comes from plant extracts that can do that job for you and can help you to grow new cartilage as if you were much younger, and at the same time block certain types of pain. And the reason for that is there's an additional molecule to the ones that help create cartilage that helps block certain types of pain. And that molecule is put into the collagen as well, because when people have deteriorating cartilage, it becomes very painful usually. And so this is a way to help block the pain while you're regrowing your cartilage. That product's been around now for over 6 months, and it's in stock right now, and you can get it, buy one, get one half off. So if you know anybody who has problems with their cartilage in their knees, their hips, or they have pain in general, you want to let them know about this, because right now is the first time we've ever had it on sale. So there's that, Bruce. And then also today we started a new sale.
Okay.
That is what we're calling the 4th of July sale. And so what we're doing is we put a number of different products, 8 in total, into a tray that you can choose from. And we're calling this the 4th of July. Select 4 and get 40% off. So it's a 4th extravaganza, and you can get our barley products, our Good Night formula, which is extremely popular, as well as Clarity Factor, digestive enzymes, our turmeric advanced blend, and also our powdered collagen that we mentioned that has the type 1 and type 3 collagen, which is really great for your skin, and also our vitamin C. So put together a bundle, 4 of them, and you can get 40% off for this beginning sale for the 4th of July.
Okay, and, Bob, wait a minute. What about, can you choose more than 4 in the grouping of 8?
Yes.
Okay.
You can.
All right.
Yeah.
So you 4, more than 4. Any 4 of the products or more out of this particular group of 8 products, you get a 40% off on each one that you choose.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Yep. And
40th for the 4th of July, 40% off. That's a great deal, Bob. Now, did you say all of the barley products?
Yeah. So what it is you can get the heirloom barley and the gladiator barley. The gladiator barley is in the trial size canister.
Okay.
Heirloom barley is in the full size canister.
Got it. Okay. Okay, that's good.
And you'll be able to see that really easily on the website as soon as you open up the on sale page.
Okay, cool.
Yep. And that is what I have for tonight, Bruce. It's 17 minutes after 10.
Well, that's not as bad as I thought. That's good, Bob. Thank you, Bob. That's really good. Thank you for that segment. I love mitochondria. I think that's really a cool term, and it just takes me back to 10th grade biology in high school, Bob. And
mitochondria are fascinating because, you know, they were originally bacteria. And there was a point in history about 2 billion years ago when certain bacteria evolved to a point where they could make more energy than they needed for their own survival.
Uh-huh.
And we don't know if at that point the bacteria seeked out other organisms to partner up with to give it more energy, or if the other organisms co-opted the bacteria to come and work for them to give more energy. We don't know which. It was a point when God decided, hey, we're going to match up these organisms, and we don't know how he did it. But
yep.
The fact is, those bacteria ended up becoming a crucial part of other organisms that then had abundant energy to begin to grow and evolve. And so those bacteria became parts of other organisms that we now call mitochondria. And
gotcha. That's amazing.
The mitochondria has their own DNA in addition to the DNA that's in the nucleus. But the difference is that the DNA in the nucleus is a combination of the mother and father's DNA, but in the mitochondria, it's only the mother. So there are certain traits that people have, including their ability to have cellular communication and the production of energy that comes directly and only from the mother.
That's amazing. Wow, that's a study in and of itself right there. Wow, terrific. Well, thank you, Bob. Appreciate everything there. Thanks. Good information on the sale, some good testimonials, and I think it's important that we all check it out. So how do you get there? You go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site, bigcalluniverse.com. And then when you see on the landing page, the very top will have a banner that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. Click on it. Boom, you're in Bob's site. And now you can go through and see those various products that are on sale. Pull down the All Products menu and the tab that says On Sale, and it'll bring those up. You'll see that grouping of 8 products that you can choose 4 or more of and get 40% off on all of it. That's a great 4th of July sale, and I think that's excellent. The other thing is we still have, like Bob said, the Collagene, buy one, get one half off. That's kind of a separate sale, but that's also going on too. So check it out, and if you have any questions, you can't figure something out, or you just need to talk to customer support, you can call them on 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And happy third day of summer for everybody. And let's get into the intel portion. Thank you, Bob, for that segment. I appreciate that. Let's get into some intel. And I do have some things I want to bring out to everybody. All right. Here we are on the 23rd of June. Let's go back and talk about what happened on the 20th of June, which was Sunday. Which was Saturday. Earth to Bruce, come in. Saturday, the 20th, was the final time that SWIFT system of wiring money ended on Saturday, the 20th. On Sunday, the 21st, 2 days ago, the entire world, all 209 countries in the world were all connected or interconnected to the quantum financial system. So we've been on that brand new system globally, worldwide, since Sunday, 2 days ago. All right. What else happened on Sunday was the release of all 2,314 names in the Epstein file. That has been released, and certain people, like the Prime Minister of the UK, have resigned as a result of it. I believe that was in the news yesterday. So Sunday, that took place, and let me put it this way. If your name's on the list, chances are you're either arrested or resigning or whatever your particular status is. It's not a good list to be on. So that took place, finally. That aspect of transparency came out. All right, let's go further. Where are we as of right now? We believe we are in the week for us to begin. We know redemption centers have seen only the Venezuelan Bolivar on the screen solid today. It was flashing yesterday, but solid today. That's the Bolivar, B-O-L-I-V-A-R, Bolivar. And that's Venezuelan's currency. That is one of the ones that is going up in value. If you have it, good, you're in good shape. Now, the other currencies, they have not solidified or shown up on redemption center screens yet, but I believe that's about to change, and it could change pretty quickly here. The other things that we're getting are telling us that this week is looking excellent. We had heard last week that Tuesday, Wednesday were prime for us to receive notifications. We've also heard that, and I believe we've had it verified by at least two other sources, that ZIM holders, and we think that's a number approximately 1.2 million, could be a little more, could be a little less. My gut is that it's more than 1.2 million, will be notified first. Does that mean that we might have two separate notifications by emails? One to ZIM holders that they know are holders of ZIM? How do they know that? They know that from the dealers or the places that were selling ZIM, because the emails that came from those transactions, they have. What they don't know absolutely is how many people were gifted ZIM, and the answer is a lot, that they don't have emails for. Okay? But point is, would there be another mailing after the initial mailing to ZIM holders? And you know as well as I do, the ZIM holds the greatest value of all of these currencies. And that's why it's considered a bearer bond. It says, payable to the bearer of, right on the note. So those particular ZIM notes, they want to have in first. Yeah. Why are they giving priority to ZIM holders with dire need for the med beds? Because they want to make sure that people that have ZIM live long enough to see their projects to fruition. So our notifications, and it could be ZIM holders, it could include other people too, but I think if there are two separate notifications, you could have one as early as tomorrow. For ZIM holders, I would think primarily. Obviously, if you have other currencies, you take that in with your ZIM. Doesn't mean that's all you can redeem. Obviously, you're going to exchange your other currencies as you're redeeming your ZIM. Okay? So, there is that possibility. We have heard that Tuesday, Wednesday, and I wrote off today. I think I told you guys that on Thursday. I did not see it happening today, and it hasn't. But tomorrow is looking good. What about the old Wednesday, Thursday for exchanges. I think it's still in play. As early as Wednesday, provided, of course, that we get notified sometime Wednesday, which is tomorrow. Could we get notified in the morning, for example, set up appointments 3 hours later for 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Quite possibly. Could we get notified tomorrow and not set appointments up that would start until Thursday? Very likely. I'm going to say Wednesday, Thursday are definitely in play. What happens if we don't get notified tomorrow? Do we write off the week? I don't think so. I think we would get them Thursday and start Thursday. So I'm looking at tomorrow being very possible. In fact, some of our sources put it as Tuesday is looking good, Wednesday is looking great. Well, okay, I'll take that. I'll take that all day long. Now, what else is happening? I know a lot of people are keying on the 4th of July. Look at Bob, 4th of July sale taking place now. And it's 11 days away. So, what about the EVS kicking in as early as tomorrow? Possibly, yes. However, this is my caveat. We have heard information that makes it look very likely that everything that we're looking for in Nasara, in terms in our new currency, which is the USN, and the physical money is the USTN, United States Treasury notes, that in addition to debt forgiveness and all of the rest of Nasara, National Economic Security and Recovery Act, NESARA, everything that's included in that should be announced, at least in general, if not specifics, announced on the 4th of July, which the 4th, if I remember right, is Saturday, a week from this Saturday. So, or do I have that wrong? Hold on a minute. Yeah, I think that's right. Yep. So, what else do we know about that? What we have heard also is the public will be notified of what is in Nasara, and I think including the public will start exchanges, the public, not us, not Tier 4B, the internet group, but the public would start exchanges at the banks on starting, I'm going to say, it would be starting the 6th of July because if you think about it, Friday the 3rd is the so-called legal holiday for the 4th of July. I don't quite understand that, but a federal holiday. And then the 4th is on Saturday, and the 5th is Sunday. So that means Monday would probably be the first day that some of these banks would be exchanging to the public. Now, what if the public says, oh, I heard about an 800 number that I can call to go to a redemption center? Yeah, that would be better, especially if you have dinar and you want to get the contract rate on the dinar, which is extremely high, almost unfathomable. But it was something President said up for us in his first term. Yeah, you can thank President Trump for this, by the way. It didn't happen under Obama, and it sure as heck wasn't going to happen under Biden with the stolen election. So, President Trump has done a lot. There are some executive orders that have come through, and I can't even remember the last couple that were signed in the last couple of days. But there is so much that should be changing for us around and before the 4th for our exchanges. I'm saying we should be going this week, you guys. This week, like Wednesday, Thursday-ish, this week. And everything else that takes place for us, I don't know if we're going to get some EBS or not from tomorrow through the 4th of July, like I had heard. And maybe they would be announcements. I thought they would be NASARA announcements. I don't know what they'll be. But I know that we have a peace deal that was held, that's held, been held, holding up between Iran. There's been a ceasefire in place between Israel and Lebanon to try to remove Hezbollah. And we also know that this is a 60-day period to take this memorandum of understanding to the point where we can have a complete and total agreement or treaty of peace within that 60-day period, 2 months. So that's great news. Looking forward to that. The Strait of Hormuz is open. And you know what else is exciting about this? That strait needed to be open because the monitoring of it financially is connected through the quantum financial system. The traffic of that oil moving through the strait to the various places has to be monitored. And that's what the Starlink system, in conjunction with the quantum financial system, is doing. As of now, or let's say as of Sunday, 2 days ago, all financial transactions are being monitored by the quantum financial system. No more secret accounts, no more offshore accounts. There's nothing that can't be seen. So don't even think about it. It's not anything that we're even involved in. If you're going to do the right thing with your money from your quantum account that goes into your bank account with Wells or a couple of other banks, whatever you decide to do to diversify your holdings, let's call it, you know, you can do it. But, man, you better be careful where you try to send money. Don't send it to any of these nefarious organizations that you don't know who they are. They're able to get clawed back, and your accounts could get frozen. If you do something bad, if you're good and you do something that is good in moving your money around, you're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine. And I think it's interesting that the strait is open. The traffic through the strait is moving. Are we monitoring it? I would think so, yes. And notice that President Trump is not saying that if something happens with the strait and oil does not move through, or if the bombs don't quit dropping on Lebanon from Israel, which that's the bone of contention between Trump and Netanyahu, you know, then there would be other action taken, but it would not be bombing. It would not be us bombing Iran. So we'll see what all shakes out over the next couple of months on the peace deal with Iran. We can pray for the Iranian people. We want the people to have a free life. We want them to have a new form of government that they can feel comfortable with and be able to have a certain level of freedom that they've never had since before the Shah left 47 to 48 years ago. So we are really moving into this new era of sovereignty for us. You realize they call Zim holders, the banks do, Wells does, Wells Fargo, calls us sovereigns. they're already they've called us sovereigns. And, you know, I think that's an interesting term to call us, but we are going to see our sovereignty. You know, we know that, I mentioned this on Thursday, that we are no longer a part of British Admiralty law. And we'll be ushering in under Nassara, ushering in common law. No longer under British Admiralty rule. When you hear the term, oh, this attorney or that attorney passed the bar, that's what it is. It stands for British Admiralty rule. So I really want everybody to understand just how close we are. Now, do I have absolute confirmation of it being tomorrow or even Thursday? No. But we have a lot of people that are in agreement that things are supposed to pop for us starting tomorrow. One particular transmission came in that said, we have been, let me think how it was said, we have been controlled on everything we see and do over the last 70 years. I'm going to say 90 years, maybe 113 years. We've been controlled. And then the post went on to say, and all of that ends on the 24th of June. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, the 24th. So what happens on the 24th that considers that the end of this control? Well, guess maybe we'll find out. Some of us think it means the start of us becoming notified for these exchanges. And like I said, we'll see whether ZIM holders do get notified first or separately, or whether they just set appointments for us to go in first. I just thought of that. It might not be that there's a separate mailing, emailing, but it could be that they prefer to take the ZIM holders in first for the redemption of the ZIM notes. We'll see what they do. Anyway, I'd start looking at emails, see if you get something tomorrow or Thursday, and let's see how they plan this. You know, we have, and by the way, no appointments have been made yet for exchanges. I know some people are trying to jump the gun and get in there before, but there have been no appointments set. And we have 28,000 redemption centers in the United States. Canada's got a bunch too, but nowhere near these numbers. Canada's probably up around 1,200 maybe. And every, you know, most of the population is within 100 miles of our U.S. border anyway. Unless you live in Moose Jaw, Canada. Well, they play a lot of hockey up there. So, I think that this is going to be a very good week for us. And hopefully we have a wonderful celebratory 250th year of freedom, and we get all these things that are supposed to be announced as part of Nassara announced on the 4th of July. It's going to be really, really good. And yeah, I guess I'm really thinking that there's not much else that I can think of right now that I can bring. But I think I've said what I needed to say tonight. And we probably ought to move on. So I've been excited all day, you guys, and things are looking good for us. And I'm looking forward to, hey, you know what? I'm looking forward to taking some time. Yeah, you could call it chill time. That's all right. You need time to assimilate this, to absorb what is happening and what has happened in your life over the last 15 or 20 years, for me, 21 years of being invested in this. And you know what? It's going to be really great. But it doesn't mean while you're chilling out, You can't be planning and thinking and going, okay, what do you think we should do next? What do we want to do? Well, one way you can do that is to take part and pick up the course called Liberated Humanitarian that Sue is offering, and it's an excellent way, over a 3-class course for $150, 3 classes that she'll send you. She recommends you listen to no more than 1 class per week. Don't binge on it, because you won't be able to absorb it all as fast. You need some time to let all this sink in. But if you pick up that course for $150 that Sue is offering, it will prepare you for what you're about to go through. It will give you a foundation where you can go from there right through the exchange, right into post-exchange, right into your chill time, right into your planning time for what you're going to do next. And many of you guys already know what you're going to do next, but this class, these 3 classes in the Liberated Humanitarian will tell you how you're going to be liberated, how you're going to look at working with people, what are you going to do with your family, what do you, you know, it gives you this whole step-by-step. And I think it's an excellent course that everybody should pick up. How do you get it? You contact Sue by email. The address is integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, integrated, minds is minds, at hushmail.com. Now, it's $150. If you have PayPal, let her know that you can use your PayPal account. And if you don't, just say, I don't have PayPal, and she'll invoice you a different way. But let her know that in your email. And then put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email so that she'll have it in case she needs to send you a text. She won't bug you. She won't call you. She's staying occupied as she wants to be, and she's going to knock these things out as soon as they come in and should turn it around to you in 24 hours or less. Okay? But get those off to Sue tonight, especially you guys in the mountain zones and Midwest and Hawaii. Go ahead and send that off to her. Okay? You guys that are further west, because I know it's getting a little late on the East Coast, unless you're a night owl. Then you can stay up and do it. No problem. But get those emails off. It's $150, and it'll give you 3 classes that you'll download as audios. You'll have an audio link for it that you click on in your email, and you can go from there, and you can listen to it over and over and over. You can move through it, and you can just, you know, take it slowly, because there's a lot of good material to absorb. Okay? And I think that will be wonderful. Now, before we pray out, I just want to thank Sue for doing a beautiful job with everything tonight, her segment, with the teaching, with the prayer and praise time, everything. And Bob, thank you. Thanks for the new sale. Thank you for the testimonials. Thank you for sending us and bringing us the bumper music before the calls. And thank you, GCK and Doug. And Doug, we're praying for your mom to be healed of a broken neck, and believing for that healing. And thank you for, thank you, Jeannie and Pastor Scott, continuing prayer for you as you're healing at home and getting better and better every day in Jesus' name. And thank you for Big Call Universe and the SAP team, our satellite team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. We have been in as many as 200 different countries around the globe, and hopefully we're getting everywhere God wants this call to go. So, thank you, Big Call Universe, all around the globe, for tuning in. I hope many of you in the United States will help me with Rebuild America, and we can get together regionally to do some of that. And also, Also, we'll put together a team to go to do some rebuild international as well. So everybody have a wonderful night tonight, and let's see if tomorrow brings what it is we're hoping for, which is these email notifications. In the meantime, everybody, which is where we are, in the meantime, let's pray the call out, and we'll look forward to a great week. Okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us to get us to this point. Thank you that we now are getting ready to take that first step and begin walking on water as we walk with you. Thank you that Peter stepped out of the boat, and for a while he was walking on water until he took his eyes off of Jesus. And when that happened, he started to sink, and Jesus reached out and lifted him up and pulled him out of the water. Well, thank you, God, for this opportunity for us. Thank you for everything that you've done to get us here, and thank you for your continued help and support by the Holy Spirit as we move into our new lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great night tomorrow, and we will have a call Thursday night. And hopefully we'll be celebrating. All right? God bless you guys. Good night.